Okay, good morning. We last left off last week. We've been discussing the description, the term for tefillah of Kriya, which Rav Pinkus has defined as calling out to Hashem with the knowledge that He's standing before you as if you're talking directly to a friend. Some of the other forms of davening can contain room for a level of doubt, a level of uncertainty. But Kriya is the concept of calling out to Hashem, talking to Hashem, where you are certain that He's there, when you know with absolute certainty that He is there. So on the bottom of page Ayin Vav, bottom of page 76. V'ktas kosha lovi mashal azeh, mishema she'anu korem ish l'chaveru bizmanenu. Right, at the end of last week, he spoke about the idea of calling to God by name. The notion of a name being very personal. We talked about the idea that when you use someone's name, you're connecting with them in a very intimate and a very personal way. And that's a very powerful tool to use. It's a powerful tool to use when you're developing a relationship that's meaningful. It's a tool that's used in sales, right? Resort hotels, make sure to know your name. They call ahead your name. When you get to the desk, every single person knows your name. When they use your name, they make you feel like you belong. They make you feel it's a very powerful connection. So it's the idea of using Hashem's name. When we call out to God, we're not calling out generically as if all we want is help. Whoever it is who helps us, we could care less. We're using a name means that we're specifically reaching out to that being, to that person. It's not just a generic cry for help, but it is specifically directed. It's very personal, and therefore it contributes and is positive to developing a relationship. So he says, it's difficult to bring an exact metaphor to the names we use for our friends today. Kagon Moshe, Avram, or David. It's not like if I call out to you, hey Moshe. When we use these names essentially are capturing the name of an earlier ancestor of ours. Even today, we believe there's a level of prophecy. When a parent assigns a name to a child, they're more than just giving a label, but they're giving a description. It's a level of prophecy of what that child will become. But nevertheless, there's a level of hiddenness. This is concealed. And the evidence of this is, we have had in our past individuals who were evil or wicked, who perpetrated tremendous crimes or fraud against other people. And some were named Moshe, Aaron, or David. They were named after our great ancestors. And the fact that they had a righteous name did not hold them back from perpetrating some kind of negativity or damage against someone else. Aval, mashal nachal azehu. So he says the accurate metaphor, the accurate parable or parallel to understanding how we call out to Hashem is the following. Kigon hakorei la'aviv abba. If a person reaches out, right? Is there a sweeter sound in the world if you're blessed to come home and have children? There's not a sweeter sound in the world than when your kids yell, Abba, and come running towards you. A child uses the name Abba, it's the sweetest sound. Abba, daddy, tati, whatever they say. Shekore le Abba, kash basher hush, Abba. Because why are they calling you Abba? When the child calls you Abba, they're calling you something that they don't call anyone else. They're using a term that's reserved exclusively for you. And implicit in that call of Abba is a relationship, is a unique relationship, is a dependence, a reliance, a loyalty, an affection. They're just the use of the word Abba. The child calls out Abba, or can I ask you a question, Abba? Or Abba, can you help me? When they use that word Abba, they are trying to draw, they are employing a relationship that exists with no one else. Shekori lo Abba basheru Abba, o akori lo Rabbo Rebbe Mori. Person calls their Rebbe, Rebbe. So if they use that term for every rabbi they meet, it's meaningless. But assuming a person has a specific rabbi who they feel is their Rebbe Mufak, and they use the term Rebbe, Rebbe Mori, Shekore Ilav Upono Labasheru Rabba Shiyana Al Sheilosav. So that rabbi knows when that individual calls me Rebbe, that there's a nature to this relationship. It's unique, at least unusual, that it's not stama relationship. I'm not a stranger, I'm not some abstract individual, I'm not an encyclopedia who can just give knowledge or halachic decisions, but when someone calls you Rebbe, what they're saying is, we have a special relationship. So these are two examples, Abba or Rebbe, where it's not a name like Moshe, Aaron, or David, it's not a generic name that could be assigned to anybody, but you're using a term that implicit within it includes a special relationship, a special nature to the relationship. Says Rav Pinkus, V'chein inyan kriya la'kadosh baruch hu, shekore eilav yisbarach b'mashe barlo, shehashem yisbarach kore eilav v'shomea kriyaso. When you call out to God and you say, Ribono shel olam, I need your help, I'm relying on you, Ribono shel olam, please don't let me down. Ribono shel olam, help me feel happier. I'm so sad. Help me feel more patient. I'm so angry. Ribono shel olam, I need parnasa. Trying to have a child. I'm looking for a shidduch. Whatever it is one's looking for, it's like saying Abba. When you call him Ribono shel olam, it's not the same as standing in line to collect your unemployment check. It's not the same as going to the doctor because you're hoping to be healed. You're saying, Ribono shel olam. This is a special, unique relationship, and you alone, God, are positioned to help me to control or influence my destiny. When you call him God, what you're saying is, God, I understand that you're a God, and I'm not. I know the nature of the relationship, and I'm seeking to draw from your rachamim. I'm asking you to express compassion towards me. And that's why this form of kriya, calling out to God by name, the notion of using God's name, it's not a notion, it doesn't mean which name, you know, Yudke Vavke, or Elokus, or Kel, or Shakai. Forget which name of God in terms of the specific formulation of a name. But it means, you're not just stop screaming out, I'm in pain, somebody help. You're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you. You're using his name, you're identifying the relationship. Vamru Chazal, Huva Bakdamas Hashla, Mipnei Mayis, Ramas Palam Ve'inam Ne'anim. The Chazal say, the Shla quotes it, Rabbi Shaya Horowitz quotes it, why are the Jewish people daven and we're not answered? Ne'she'enam Yodim Lespalo B'shem. Because the pasuk says that we have to call out to God by name. Jewish people are not answered. Why are we rejected for our tefillos or ignored? Because we're not using his name. It doesn't mean we're not using some secret formula. It doesn't mean we're not using some recipe. We have to use a specific name. It means we're not using his name. It means we're not acknowledging the nature of the relationship. We're not connecting to Hashem like he's Abba. We're not calling out to him like he's our father. You know, if your kid comes to you and asks you for help with something, so if they're talking to you like you might as well be a neighbor, like you might as well be the stranger, like you might as well be someone they've never met, and they're asking you for something, you're not going to be so inclined to give it to them. But if they say to you, and they know this, Abba, I love you so much, Abba. Abba, you mean the world to me. You're the greatest, Abba. Abba, I wouldn't be here without you. Abba, you've taught me so much. Can I have $20? I'm going out with my friends. So,
Zaidi.
Especially, Saba, Zaidi. So you're much more inclined. So when you talk to God like he's some generic source of help, if you talk to God like he's the concierge service, he's the help desk, and you know, when you call the help desk and you have a problem on your computer, you don't really care about who's answering the call in India. You're not interested in a relationship, you don't know their name, you're not really looking to follow up, you're not going out for coffee, you're having trouble on your computer, you need the person at the help desk to help you, that's all you care about. If you call God like he's the help desk, and you don't really care about the relationship, he's not going to be inclined to answer. But when you call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Abba, Zaidi, Rebbe Mori, then he's going to be much more inclined to answer. Shakri yesh botana atzuma v'sibal inyana kigon ani mavakesh b'misha davo korol b'shem Adoni ha'asher Adoni tov ha'lev harish b'kriya zu tviya haynu hei yosha'ata asher harizu siba shatan nikli harbiyadcha davar b'nik sheyesh l'cha tov v'nadinu sh'tareni sh'arei tichun ha'soch nafsha. He gives an example. You go to somebody, stop for money, so they're probably not going to give. But if you say, Mr. Philanthropist, you're such a baal tzedaka, you're known to be a baal tzedaka, if in the request you acknowledge that that person is poised and positioned to be the solution, so now you've acknowledged the relationship. Calling out to God by name, again, not important which name, but by name, meaning that you know he's God, Abba, Rebbe, Zaidi, he's going to be more inclined. And here he gives a great example. We'll end with this. You're driving at night, it's a dark place, and you got a large wad of money in your pocket. And somebody comes over to you in order to harass you, in order to kill you. You feel threatened. At that moment that someone's holding you up, that you're feeling threatened or intimidated, a cop car, a police car happens to pass by. What are you going to scream at the top of your lungs? Police! Police! But there's a lot of other cars passing you by too. If you just stop yelled, help, it's a generic yell, help, to every car passing by. Stam lechoman da'avar. Haridome ze l'shava utzaka. So that's like the type of davening that we already defined previously. Shava tzaka, a moan, a groan, a yell, a krechts. If you just yell help, generically, it's not directed to anyone in particular. It's just a yell because that's what you intuitively do when you feel threatened. You yell help. Okay, so that's like yelling help in terms of the every car passing by. But when the police are passing by and you yell, police, police, what you're saying is, Mr. Police, this is your job. Come rescue me. Come save me. Mr. Police, you've got the gun and the handcuffs. You are the one who can be my solution. You're using his name. By using the name police, policeman, you're saying you have the power to help. Imagine the joy you're going to feel, the relief you'll feel, if you're just yelling help, help, and every car continues to drive past you, you're in trouble. But when you see a policeman right at the moment that somebody threatens you, and you yell police, as you yell police, you feel relief. Wow, the one who's capable of protecting me happens to be here right now. I'm calling him by name. I'm acknowledging he's the one who can help me, and I'm confident and hopeful he's going to intercede on my behalf. That's an incredible source of relief. That's an incredible source of simcha. So again, continuing developing this notion of kriya, says Rav Pinkus, when we daven, when we use Hashem by name, and by the way, here he's talking not only about davening in shul, using the words of the sitter, he's talking about you're on your way to an important business meeting, you're at home, you're going through a difficult time with your child, shalom bayis, when you call out to God by name, when you don't just yell, oy, but you say, ribono shel olam, oy, then you're using his name, then it's going to be much more powerful.
Move.